gosh, you know, everybody's talking about the cost of living and we know it's tough. Actually, I was talking to a few people over the weekend and we were talking about Christmas and where they, what are they doing and where they're going to. And they were saying to me, I mean, these are family folk, and they were saying that it's going to be a very slimmed down, you know, Christmas. Because things are just too expensive. Well, maybe not too expensive, but they just don't have enough money for some of the things that they used to do at Christmas. Some of the little extras that you get, you know, in case somebody comes around, there's an extra box of chocolates or, you know, it's just, as they said, they'll do the best that they can, but they're certainly going to notice that the Christmas table won't be exactly as it was before, and the presents also are going to be somewhat different as well. So we all know that these are tough times. So if you can look after yourself, if you can provide, well, particularly Kai, and that's what I want to talk about now. Well, I'm not going to talk about it, actually. I'm going to talk to somebody who's running a program that actually where the emphasis is on hunting and diving and basically mahi kai. And so I'm delighted this evening to have to talk to Shannon Thompson, who's going to tell us about the program that he's run with, I might add, very, very successful. Absolutely. And so I want to talk to and say good evening to Shannon Thompson. And nice to have you on our program this evening, Shannon. Thank you, and thank you for joining us on Radio Wātea, because we are, you are running a program that is certainly a program with a difference, because it's for, I understand, rangatahi and for wahine on, is it on how to gather kai?
How to gather kai.
Right, and whereabouts do you undertake the program?
So we're based in Te Tauihu, and so we operate around the top of the south, in the Nga area and with Tangaroa.
Well, that must be rather, that would be a lovely spot, I should imagine, if it's the top of the south.
Yeah, we're quite spoiled here. Yeah. The kinders are like basketballs. Yeah, the Benny is fat at the moment, and there's quite an abundance of our kaimoana in it, so you know we're very lucky. Yeah.
So your program, He Kai Ke Akuringa, and so that's the name of the program. And so is it specifically aimed at rangatahi and wahine?
So when we first started, it was about 3 years ago, when we started off with rangatahi, ki te nahere, and we found out there was also a need from our wa'ine wanting to go and gather kai with Tangaroa and Ine Moana. So, we sort of came up with a plan and got a few facilitators together from up north and down south. And, and ran a, for our hine, our waitai wānanga, we ran a four-day wānanga, educating them around different species in Tangaroa, talking about health and safety. And just re-emphasising the safety of buddy checks when you subsurface and go for a dive. So yeah, there's a lot of aspects to it. It was definitely a highlight for the end of the year.
That's great. Can I ask now, Shannon, how long does the course run for?
So for this one in particular, we partnered up with Dive HQ Christchurch. In order for them to get their paddy open water 70-metre ticket. So we started that process probably about 3.5 months ago. We're putting out a pānui, and then the wa'ine will send expression of interest, and then they will do a video answering three questions. Who are you? Why do you want to come on the wānanga? And what do you think you'll benefit from the wānanga? And from there, because we were oversubscribed, we had to select. And so, yeah, we try to cover the region across Te Tauihu, Ki Wairo, Wakatū. We ended up having 9 at the start, but then one had another wānanga that she had to commit to. So we then had 8. And then, now we're here after 3 months, and they've done their tickets and done a kai-gathering wānanga with us.
Well, I mean, that's going to be so helpful. That, I mean, that will be already be paying, having results for the whānau, because we know that the cost of living, and particularly in around Kai, I mean, it's just so expensive. And so anything to subsidise the food costs, which is when you go diving and hunting and looking after, you know, trying to subsidise what the food costs that come on the table, that's a great help to the family, to families these days.
Oh, 100%, and if they choose to, I want to pursue a little bit more after the wānanga, then we provide a opportunity for them to then move on to weekend wānangas, where we sort of go into depth of the hunting process, of the skin bone package process, and then same with tangaroa.
Well, that's great. Now tell me, how do the women... to the wahine, how do they take to the course, or do they think, oh, it's not me, I thought it was going to be for me, but it's not? Do they stay the distance?
Yeah, you know, like anything, you know, when you try something new, you may find out that, you know, you may get anxiety or, you know, different types of fear or seasick, and, yeah, a lot of them were actually really good. I guess, you know, there were some times where it was quite cold when we were down south, and they had to sort of dig deep and do their last dive. And, yeah, all of them were just, like, supporting each other as best they could, and ended up getting to the finish line. And, yeah, we're so proud of them. And even going off boats as well, you know, sort of open water diving is a little bit different to just recreational sightseeing. So, yeah, seen a few sharks down there, and all the way in there, managed to get a coda, yeah, and a bag of kina each. So, oh, it was awesome.
Oh, they would have absolutely loved that. Now, tell me, so you know, this is, they would have obviously, one of the criteria for selection, would it be that they already had to be, you know, comfortable in the water, like they could swim well, or was that a criteria?
Yes, that was. There's actually a fitness component to the paddy course itself. So, yeah, they had to swim a few laps and tread water. So before we actually got them to do the test with Dive HQ, we actually ran a couple of sessions, pre-sessions, to see how they would go. And, yeah, first session in the pool was good, you know, and then they did a little bit of training in between and then jumped in the pool again and ended up, yeah, smashing it. So, yeah, they were well and truly good enough.
Well, that sounds to be something that would be really worthwhile. It sounds as if that course, that program could, you know, would be portable. By that, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sure there'd be interest in lots of places around the country for something like that.
Yeah, I definitely think there there could be definitely an avenue. It would be good to build relationships throughout Aotearoa and work together in different regions, support each other in wānanga and kaupapa. So yeah, that's definitely worth looking into. And yeah, we're slowly building a network with people and other hunters and that. But yeah, hopefully we do get to support another walkthrough during a hunting or diving wānanga.
And so where do you get your tutors from? Are they local? You know, do they, I mean, they've all obviously, you know, used to hunting and diving, but are they local? You know, do you get them from locally, or did you have to bring them in from elsewhere?
Yeah, some have come from up north, some come from down south, and then we have locals also. Yeah, a bit of a mixture.
Yeah. Yes, well, I guess it would be too, because, you know, in some areas that they're more into the diving, and other areas they're more into the hunting. So, but you can get people who do the whole gambit. They do the whole range of those activities.
Yeah, sure do. Yeah, and yeah, we soon identify which ones, you know, are more in tune with tangaroa and same as with Dane. And it's awesome, like, seeing them develop and identify them as kai gatherer in tangaroa or kai gatherer in Dane. So, yeah, it is awesome to see. But, Yeah, plenty of those guys out there that do a little bit of everything, eh? And always beneficial. There, I'm going to pass the knowledge on to the people.
Yeah. So, of course, they finish the course and graduate the course with obviously this knowledge and everything. Do they? And do they get a diving certificate too? Do they qualify? Did you say they can go down to a certain length or certain depth? I suppose, is that what you're saying?
Yes, they're Paddy 17-metre open water qualified. Yeah, and then once they do that, then they come to us and we teach them how to gather the kite.
Aha, so they've got to do that first. So that means that then they have to get used to diving with bottles?
Yes.
Yep. Well, I've always been a bit scared when I mean, I've never dived with a – I mean, I can barely dive – normally, let alone with a water tank on. I've never even tried that. And I've always been a bit scared because I think I might get down a fair way and then the bubbles run out. The air runs out.
Nah, you'll be all right. Yeah, you trust the process, trust the gear.
So they get a certificate as well, do they? You know, to say that they've got that.
Yes.
And do they, because, you know, when they're out in the bush hunting and probably even when they're diving, there's an element of risk there and, you know, so do they do something like a St. John's certificate or something like that? Do they do any, is that part of their course?
No, it's not for them, but it's a requirement from the staff to have at least their first aid.
Yes, first aid certificate, is that right?
Aye, yeah. Not them, not the tauira though. Just
no. Staff. Oh, well, the staff, that's good. Yes, because there's always a bit, you know, you're never quite, you've got to be always aware, don't you? Particularly if they're going to hunt and they've got their rifle with them. That's a good question. I was going to say that's a good question. I haven't even asked it yet, Shannon. But Shannon, what about firearm safety? So if you're going to teach people, you know, to shoot and that sort of thing and go in, so there's that element as well, isn't there? So they've got to learn. They've got to learn how to. I mean, would there be some of them on the program that for the first time would be learning to hold and a firearm and shoot?
Aye, so that is part of our Nahere package, and it's on the first day. So the first day we do like a round robin session and split them into groups. They then do a weapon safety, handling safety part. They do target sign awareness, and then they do live shooting on a range. So that's sort of standard. I'm quite fortunate, actually, that we have... staff that are from the military, a few of them are from the army, so weapons is our bread and butter, I guess. Safety's pretty good, pretty happy, just trust the process. Yeah, make sure everyone has the correct qualifications, like firearms license, do a police check, police vetting, and then we just run it out and it's good.
Well, that's an excellent program because you've got all of those elements there. First of all, I mean, obviously the vision or the outcome is that you've got people who are capable of going into the bush and, you know, getting a kai from the bush. And you've got people who can go out to the out to Tangaroa and dive. And do they fish as well or mostly diving?
Dive and fish.
Oh, well, they've got everything, you know, so really they can start to look after their families in terms of having, you know, getting kai.
Definitely. I think, you know, it's more planting the seed and seeing if they want to continue and pursue that avenue. So, it's a long journey, you know, sort of. Need to just keep doing it and it becoming a lifestyle and being a little bit more repetitive.
Oh, that's good. Do they go eeling on your course? On your program?
Yes. We do a weekend. We do a Saturday, Sunday, or Friday night, Saturday, Sunday tuna.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we go and target the tuna, and then we talk about which one is the kaitiaki within the awa, and we leave that one, and we just take what we need, and we give them opportunity to spear it. Then we take it home and prepare it, and we either smoke it up or we lemon pepper fry them.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful. That sounds absolutely great. Well, when we started and you were saying, Shannon, that the course or the program was oversubscribed, you had too many. So, you know, so you must have just about probably enough for another course, another program.
Oh, yeah, we actually do, yeah. Yeah, and we can't keep up. We're trying our best to sort of plan ahead, but, it's yeah, time can be against us sometimes. So, yeah, we're going to look forward to doing a 50-50 dive wānanga, so 50% tāne and then wahine. And we're also looking to do another tamariki hunting wānanga in the winter. And then hopefully we can do a tāne wānanga, either in Tangaroa or the Nahere. So that'll be us for the year, really.
And have you got, is your funding secured for next year, Shannon?
It is just till June next year.
Okay. Right. Well, I tell you that you've got some really good outcomes there. I think it's a bit, the program seems to be very comprehensive. And I think the success of the program, from what I gather, must be the skills and knowledge of the tutors. Because, you know, you talked about some of them have been in the army, some of them have been in the, you know, had worked in the areas that they're now tutoring in. So that would make, you know, for real knowledge there.
Yeah, we are quite fortunate, you know, the amount of staff and the amount of āpōranga they bring to the kaupapa is just amazing. And you know, there's a thousand ways to skin a deer, you know, and everyone just sort of, you know, just every day's a learning day, you know, not only for the tauira but for the whakeke. So yeah, it's awesome when everyone gets together and, you know, you always learn something new.
And so, Shannon, what's your position with the program? Are you the main tutor for the program, or are you the program manager or lead? What's your actual designated position?
Yeah, I'm the co-director with my wife, and then I prepare and manage the programs. And then my wife does all the logistics and administration planning.
Right. And did you come from a service background? When I'm talking about service, were you in one of the forces?
Yes, I was in the army for about 17 years. I was down in Christchurch for a few years, and went up to Papakura for 10 years or so. Spent most of my time in there and enjoyed it, but yeah, it's good to come out and do what we're passionate about, educating our rangatahi, tamariki and pakeke.
Well, that's great. That's great, because I always think that people who've come from the forces, they're used to discipline. That, you know, they want to give the best. They want to give the best of themselves, and they also expect the students to step up and give their best as well.
Yeah, there's always an underlying expectation, you know, especially when, you know, people take time out of their lives away from their whānau and mahi to come and support the kaupapa. But our staff are pretty primo, pretty chill. Humble whānau, just keen to share their māpōranga with the people.
Well, I'll tell you something, it sounds a great you know, a great program. And the fact is that you've got rangatahi with wahine, and that's great. You know, you've got, you would have an age difference there as well. As well, you'd have people with possibly the wahine who might have more life experience than the rangatahi. So, and then you've got the experience of the tutors. So there's a real mix of skills and willingness to learn, and you know, and improve. And improve the life of the whānau. I think that there's wonderful outcomes there for a program that's obviously been very successful.
Fine, 100%, yeah. And
look, thank you so much, forever. Shannon. So when do you actually finish up, Shannon, the program?
Oh, we just finished this morning. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, had our pukaki and yeah, just got home, and yeah, we've sort of unpacked all our gears and sort of we're out on the water at the moment with our rangatahi, and they're just bringing in some tamari as we speak.
Actually, I thought you were on the water. I thought I could hear the water slapping the boat.
Yeah, sure can.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Well, so I guess for all of those who have finished and who graduated, they'll be able to stand beside the table at Christmas lunch and be with beaming smiles, and all the whānau will know that they either shot it or caught it, and they've probably cooked it as well. Oh, look, Shannon, thank you very much for taking the time out. And it's just lovely. I just think it sounds like a great program. And I suspect that you'll always have people that will want to go on it. And I think, Shannon, particularly at this time, because we all know that kai has become so expensive. And if you can do something to help yourself, then that goes a long way to sort of help the balance the family income, the family budget.
Ai, nā mihi nui ki a koe, koto kōrero.
Thank you. Kia ora, Shannon. Thank you so very much. Kia ora. Lovely to talk to Shannon Thompson. And when he was saying that they run their program at the top of the south, I thought, oh gosh, that must be somewhere beautiful, because, you know, it is lovely there. So, and the program is Hekai Aku Ringa. And it is a program which is actually hunting and diving program for rangatahi and for wahine as well. And, you know, and the 12 graduated. And, you know, that to provide the, you know, the really the lovely thing I think about it is that just the opportunity, first of all, to learn, but to provide kaimoana and also, you know, from the bush and hunt perhaps a pig or a deer or whatever. And they would have absolutely enjoyed it. I can tell you, if I was 10 years younger, actually, even now, I wouldn't mind doing it. But I mean, that's wishful thinking. I'll just wait for someone to drop something off at home and I'll cook it. But what a great program that is. And I bet they'll be always oversubscribed because people would love to, particularly as I say right now, when the cost of living is biting into the family income, and just to know that somebody can either go to the beach, throw out a line, or go in and dive, or go and look for kinners, or go along the beach and know when the tide's coming in and out, you know, and powers, go and get the powers, or then to go into the bush and do some pig hunting, or maybe to get a deer or something like that. So that's really what we want. And last night on television, it must have been, I think it was a repeat, and this was, what's his name, Black? Not Arthur. I can't remember, but from Rātuki. I should know him because he's, what's his name? Yes, that's right. And not Tairahi, but anyway, and he was there, and he was, because he's definitely a mahi kai, and he used to go out with his koro Theo, my late husband, his uncle, and he's really steeped in, you know, mahi kai and providing for the whānau. And I heard him say last night he wants his children, when he's gone, to continue it to continue what he has shown them so it won't be lost. And I guess a lot of these things are getting lost because a lot of our young people, they move away and so they don't keep up the skills. And then when they have their children in the cities, their children don't come home and learn from koro or learn from their fathers. And so over a period of time, all the knowledge does get lost. But anyway, great to talk to Shannon Thompson, telling us about that program, that new program, and great to think that young that rangatahi and wahine can go and take part in a course, in a program that shows them how to gather kai. And it's so important at this time when we know the cost of living is certainly hurting our whānau. It's been great talking with you this evening. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my guests. I'm Mere Pekaro Kawatate, back with you tomorrow evening. For now, mātua, kia ora.